Well, you want some good food when your night out ends. The big yellow sign is your new best friend. They got a waffles and bacon and coffee too, but an all-star breakfast comes with some room.
We love the Waffle House.
Oh, insane. So good.
I was more excited to go to Florida, not for Walt Disney World, but to do my first trip to a Waffle House.
Yep.
I had never been there. You had often told me about Waffle House.
They're amazing, aren't they? Of all the chains that are in other places that we don't have locally, there's nothing coming in second place. It's just the Waffle House. I want one here so badly.
All right. Remember when we talked to the PR director for Waffle House, Pat Warner,
yes.
back in September?
Yes.
He said he wasn't sure when, but sometime there would be a Waffle House near the Chicago metro area.
He was dangling a waffle. I was going to say a carrot, but he was dangling a waffle over us. We were trying to reach for it. We hope to have one very, very soon.
All right. Well, you and I both saw a story in the news. There's a guy who's out with his friends, and he has a craving for something at Waffle House, and he goes into a Waffle House, and the guy who's working at the Waffle House is asleep.
Oh, no.
So I'd like you to meet Alex Bowen. Alex, how are you?
Hey, good morning, ma'am. How are you?
We're good. So you're out partying with friends, and you want to go. What did you want at the Waffle House? I would go for a pecan waffle, or do you say pecan, and one of those little hash brown hockey pucks. What was your craving from Waffle House that night?
I always go for the old Texas bacon cheese steak melt. That's my favorite.
And you can have that 24 hours a day. That doesn't lay in your stomach. That just it works itself perfectly through you, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
A bacon cheesesteak melt? What is that?
Yes, ma'am. It's the steak and bacon all put together and then cheese melted on top and put it on bread.
Sounds pretty good.
It does sound
it
pretty
does
good.
Sound pretty good.
It's delicious.
So you find the local Waffle House. It's late at night. You have your heart set on that particular meal.
A hankering. That's
a hankering,
what he
as
had.
The kids like to say. However, the cook is fast asleep. So what do you do then?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, I checked around inside a little bit, walked outside, checked around, nothing. It was a ghost town. So I walked back in for a few more minutes. I knew that bacon was about 4 feet away, and I could just taste it. So I took spatula in hand, got up on the grill, and made it happen.
All right, here's my big question, and congratulations to you, Alex. First and foremost, how did you know how to make the Texas bacon cheesesteak melt? Just from all the years of ordering them, you knew how to construct it?
Yes, ma'am, that. And, I mean, I joined the military at 17, so I've been cooking for myself since then. I'm a pretty good cook, and I worked at some restaurants in college, so I have some skills.
Did anyone working or a patron of the Waffle House get afraid when they saw you take matters into your own hand?
Nobody saw me until the next day on camera. A patron nor an employee ever came in the store that night. I was totally alone.
All right, so you walk in, and the only employee is sleeping in a booth. He was just sleeping. You took a picture of him, didn't you?
I did, yes, ma'am.
So he's sound asleep. Did you try and rouse him at all?
Absolutely not. I mean, you walk in, you see somebody sleeping, you feel like, hey, go ahead and sleep, fam. I got this.
So did you write yourself up a little check, a receipt? Did you pay for it? What did you do?
Yes, ma'am. That evening, I made the sandwich and went ahead and headed on home. I figured if I left money, they would come back, the employees would come back and not have any idea what that money was sitting there for. So I went back the next day and I paid for the sandwich.
Alex, this is the question that begs to be answered, so I must. Is there any chance at all that alcohol played any part at all in your decision to cook there at the Waffle House?
Absolutely. I give all the credit to my old friend Vodka.
Okay, just making sure. All right.
Now, I wish you would have gone there with somebody. You could have just done a whole spread. You could have made it for everyone.
Hey, I have to bring a crew with me next time.
So what happened? Did anybody from the Waffle House get in touch with you? I mean, what was the outcome? Were they mad at you for using – did you wash your hands? Did you abide by that sign that you must wash your hands before returning to the kitchen?
No, because it says employees must wash hands. Alex is just a patron. He doesn't have to wash his hands.
I did clean the grill. I will say that.
You did.
When I was done, I made sure the grill was good and clean for them. So the next customers could have a good meal.
All right. Did the dude who was sleeping get fired? Because this went kind of viral here, and I'm wondering if he's in trouble for sleeping on the job.
Yes, I talked to the Waffle House district manager, and they assured me that no one was getting fired over the incident, and they actually thanked me for pointing out a flaw in the operation so they could handle it.
And the flaw would be always have two people there.
Yes.
I mean, really, okay. Somebody cannot, you right. know, do the cooking, the cleaning, and ringing people up and waiting on tables. You need two people there.
Absolutely. I'd have to agree.
Hey, Alex, you looking for a part-time job or something? Because I think Waffle House would like to hire you.
No, I like my job now. I think I'll stick with what I got.
What do you do now, and is it the kind of job that the sleeping guy from Waffle House could come in and replace you if you fell asleep at your job?
Absolutely not. I'm a professional flooring installer and home renovator.
Oh, excellent. I put in a tile myself over the weekend, a single tile.
Oh, very nice.
I know a lot of people want to do a whole floor. I'm a slow learner. I just do one tile.
Alex, you are adorable for going, congratulations
right,
for putting that one tile down.
Thank you, Alex. That was nice of you. We're very happy for you and proud of you, and this is quite an amazing story. But you showed that in certain circumstances, you have to take action. You have to do what needs to be done. You did it.
Oh, yeah. Got to do it. Got to make it happen.
Absolutely. Oh, one quick question, Alex. I've noticed in all my experiences at a Waffle House that anytime you visit one or pass by one, one of the letters in the Waffle House sign isn't working properly. The light bulb is burned out. Was that the case at the Waffle House that you visited?
I think their sign's good, sir.
Oh, it is? Oh, how about
that? Yeah, one of the few.
And which one was this? Which Waffle House?
It's a Waffle House in Three Fountains, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, where the light bulbs are working, but the cooks are not. That's their slogan there. Yeah, I know that one well.
Such a pleasure to meet you, Alex. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever it is that you celebrate. It was great to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a great day.
Take care. Thanks, Alex.
Alex Bowen,
sometime Waffle House cook.
He only cooks the Texas bacon cheesesteak melt. Got to be honest with you. Cheesesteak, it does not sound good to me.
Well, not that late at night. I could do it a little bit earlier in the day or into night, but not at 3 in the morning. That would be a little problematic.
Although, is it like a patty melt with bacon?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
I've never heard cheesesteak before.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's a cheeseburger. Is that what it is, kind of?
Glorified cheeseburger, yeah. All right. Yeah, it's a little busier.
Now I want pecan waffles so badly.
We're only 3.5 hours away from the closest Waffle House.
That's the closest one?
I think
one?
It is, yeah.
Didn't we have some little idea that we were going to road trip it with a bunch of listeners?
I'm still up for that.
We got to do it today. It's my last day for the year.
All right, we'll get it done before the show.
All right.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a little bit. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.